但是我们仰望这位神不一样的。
However, the God that we rely on is different.
这位神是造天地海跟其中万物的神。
Because it's the God that has created, the heaven and earth and the
sea. 这位神是全能的。
This God is almighty.
这位神是信实的。
And he is one that we can rely on.
哦，他是慈爱的，他把这些食物给饥饿的，让这个受冤屈的得到伸冤了。
And he is loving, and that those who have need food will receive, will get it.
这位神是公义的神。
This God, Lord is righteous.
这位神是正直的。
And he is
不会把事情搞错的。
And he is always right.
哦，这位神是永远的王。
And he is a king forever.
哦，所以第十节说，主要做王直到永远。西安啊，你的王要做王直到永远，直到万代。
Verse 10, the Lord shall reign forever, your God of Zion to all generations.
所以这位神啊。当我们在歌颂他的时候，其实我们也在表达我们愿意越来越认识我们所歌颂的这位神。
And as we continue to praise the Lord, it also means that we continue to want to know and seek after the Lord.
其实神真的是我们没办法测度的。
Because
就是没办法了解，完全了解的。
And so the Lord is someone that we cannot understand.
因为神不是物质，你没办法去分析，这样子就是这么一回事。
And because we cannot say that God is just like this.
神是个灵。
He is a spirit.
他是比我们人，他是跟我们人不一样的。
And he is different from man.
他造物的，我们是被他造的。
He is the creator and we are his creation.
所以他说这位神是最有能力，他的智慧无法测度。第五节这样说。
And it says that the Lord is
第147篇的第五节了。
Verse 5, saying that our Lord is great, and great is our Lord and mighty in power, his understanding is infinite.
这是我们要一来，我们要去追求认识他。我们越认识这位神的伟大，我们就越有信心，完全依靠他。
And so we need to continue to seek after God, because as we do, we will have more faith to rely on him.
因为当我们知道神是可以靠的时候，我们就遇到什么冤屈啊，什么不满的事情，就放心，因为神都知道了就好了。
And once we know to rely on God, then when we encounter any difficulty or things that we worry about, we can let it go and trust in God.
所以在这里，在第146篇告诉我们，今天我们要赞美神，我们一定要从我们的心里面去歌颂他的。
And so from Psalm 146, we know that if we are praising God, it needs to come from our heart.
不能够只是变成一个口号，一个口头禅。
Should not just be something words that we say.
而是真的，我们愿意全心依靠他。
But something that we really trust and rely on God.
他的帮助是实际的，而且是直到永远不会改变的。
And his help is forever and never changing.
他是我们的王，他是我们的主。
He's our King and our Lord.
所以我们把我们整个心思意念都挂在神的身上。
So all of our thoughts.We should put on God.
所以你看，我们在赞美神的时候，其实也在表达我们愿意越来越亲近神，我们愿意去更认识他。
So as we praise God, it shows that we continue to want to draw close to Him and also to know Him more.
从147篇，我们看到，当我们在歌颂，我们在讲哈利路亚赞美神的时候
，And from Psalm 147, we know when we are saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
其实也在表达我们对神的感谢。
It is also showing God our thanksgiving.
我们看147篇的第七节。
Psalm 147, verse 7.
说你们要以感谢向神歌唱，用琴向我们的神歌颂。
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving, sing praises on the harp to our God.
这里说，我们要用感谢来向神歌颂。
Here it says to sing to the Lord with thanksgiving.
所以当我们在讲哈利路亚的时候，我们就在赞美神。
So when we say hallelujah, we are praising the Lord.
其实你看我们的信仰的经验里面也在印证，其实我们在赞美神的时候，同时我们就在感谢神的。
And so from the experience of our faith, we know that when we are praising Lord, we are also giving thanks to Him.
因为神他把福气赐给以他亲近的人，愿意歌颂他的人的。
And because God has given blessing to those who are willing to draw close to Him.
哦，所以那个神的恩惠哈是很大的，他是福气给他的百姓呢。
And God's blessing is great for His people.
他赐福，然后他也是平安。
And He also gives peace.
我们现在看第十一节
Verse 11.
第十三节，对不起，147篇第十三节。
Psalm 147, verse 13.
他说因为他坚固了你的门栓，赐福给你中间的儿女。
13, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you.
14节说他使你境内平安，用上好的麦子使你满足。
14, he makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat.
那看在这里说，你看这位神呢，他其实他赐福给我们的家庭，给我们的儿女。
So God has given to our children and to us.
让我们的世境哦，我们的境内可以平安，有和平呢。
And that we will have peace.
他用上好的麦子，就是粮食，使我们满足啊。
And he will fill us with the finest wheat.
所以这位神是照顾我们的神呢。
And so this is a God that will take care of us.
他知道我们每一个人其实最关心的，你看。如果做父母亲的，就是我们的配偶、我们的儿女、我们的自己的家庭。
And he knows what we care most about, which is our children and our spouse.
那我们的家庭需要什么
？And what our family needs.
需要神的福气。
And our family needs the blessing of God.
需要神的平安。
And to have the peace of God.
需要神来养活我们，给我们满足。
And for God to fill us.
这些都从神来的。
And so these things are all come from God.
那这个我们感受以后，我们很自然就会感谢神，我们会觉得哇，我们依靠神真好。
And once we experience then this, then we will give thanksgiving and know how good God is.
很自然的，我们一定会歌颂他，我们会很从心里面很愿意的来歌颂他。
And very naturally, we would praise God.
这位神，你看神给我们的福气啊，有时候是让我们在患难当中可以感受到他的安慰，然后他与我们同在，要帮助我们走过这一段很困难的时间。
Sometimes God's blessing is when we are in times of our trouble.That we know that God will walk with us, guide us.
神不是直接的把困难拿走就好，让你不要接受到的痛苦。
And it's not that God will just take away the trouble that we don't have to.
他是让这个困难还在。
But he leaves difficulty there.
但是他要帮助我们能够得胜，让我们从这个困难当中得到成长。
But he helps us be victorious and to be able to grow from this difficulty.
他要帮助我们得力量。
And he helps us receive.
所以这位神147篇的第三节说，他医好伤心的人，他裹好他们的伤处。
And it says Psalm 147 verse 3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
第四节说，他数点星宿的数目，一一称他的名。
Verse 4, he counts the number of the stars, he calls them all by name.
这个星宿在这里其实就在预表着神的选民呢。
And these stars,
他的百姓呢
actually represent the people of God.
就像神的选民。亚伯兰的后裔，他说像天上的星星，像海边的沙这么多的。
And just how Abraham's descendants are like the number of stars or the sand on the sea.
你看，从这一段147篇的第一节到第四节，他整段他都在讲神的百姓。
And so this whole psalm is talking about the people of God.
所以他这里突然点出了这个星宿，其实在讲神的百姓，像天上的星一样的。
So he's saying that the God's people are like the number of the stars.
神说他数点他们的数目，每一个哦都知道很清楚的，哪一个是在哪里，不会搞错的。
And he counts the number of the stars. He knows where everyone is.
而且还一一的称他们的名字的。
And he calls them all by name.
表示神哦，他是把我们，他是都知道我们的，他是按我们的名字认识我们的。
And that God knows us and he knows us by name.
他是我们的好牧人。
He is our good shepherd.
所以主耶稣基督啊，在约翰福音第十章说他是好牧人，他好牧人。他知道每一只羊的名字，每一只羊的情况。
And like it says, Jesus Christ in John chapter 10, that he is a good shepherd and that he knows his sheep.
好，所以其实今天神他认识我们，他也关心我们，他愿意赐福给我们，他当然我们应该要跟他歌颂感谢的。
And so because God knows us and he cares about us, then as a result, we need to praise him.
所以当我们在大声歌颂神，用哈利路亚赞美神来表达我们的对他的崇拜的时候，其实在说明我们今天就是对他感谢的，他给我们的一切恩惠。
So when we say praise the Lord and hallelujah, and we are showing God that we are giving thanks to him.
这是为什么今天如果我们领受神的恩惠，我们得到神的眷顾啊，在危险当中被拯救，我们的困难被解决，那我们就会很感谢，那要教会大声的歌颂神，我们就会很乐意的奉献，我们愿意把时间拨出来给神了。
And when we encounter difficulty and God is able to take us out of it and protect us, then this is why we're able to give thanksgiving and to offer.
那这个时候，我们每个人哇，心就会很高兴的去歌颂神，唱诗就很大声。
And this is why that all of us would be willing to praise the Lord, and when we sing praise to God, it will be very loud.
但是有时候久了，时间久了之后，就慢慢就感受就没有那么强烈了。
However, after time has passed, then the feeling goes away.
那有时候唱诗就开始慢慢小声了。
And then the hymn singing voice goes down.
祷告也没什么声音了。
It be, and the prayer becomes power goes down.
聚会的时候就心不在焉了。
And in service, we're not paying attention.
就开始打瞌睡了。
And people start falling
asleep. 其实这个就是我们对神的这个感谢，我们对神的认识慢慢在退步了。
And this shows when we are not praising the Lord, and our experience of the Lord is going down.
所以这为什么说我们今天如果我们都时常警醒，都知道我要歌颂神，因为我从神领受这么多恩典，怎么可以不大声的赞美他呢？
And when we know that we have received great blessings from the Lord, how can we not give thanks to Him loudly?
所以唱诗其实在提醒我们，今天我们要不断的跟神感谢。
And so through singing hymn, it reminds us that we need to constantly give thanks to God.
所以我们在唱诗歌的时候，要对着这个跟着这个诗歌的歌词哈，好去思想这些诗歌所表达的意思，我们有时候会跟他起共鸣的。
And so when we are singing hymn, we need to think about the lyrics of the hymn and see how it is related to us.
神的这个作为啊，他照顾他关心他的选民。你看他在圣经里面就用147篇呢，第九节那里说，他赐食物给走兽和啼叫的小乌鸦。
And so God really cares about His people. And from Psalm 147, verse 9, He gives to the beast its food and to the young ravens that cry.
神会照顾那些弱小的了。
And God will care for those who are little.
那第十节说，神不喜欢马的力大，不喜爱人的腿快。
Verse 10, He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man.
你看，当一个人如果腿快啊，那就很容易骄傲了。
And so if a person it's very fast and it's very easy for them to be.
表示他自己很有办法，他就不需要靠神了。
Because they feel that they are, they can do everything and they don't need God.
但其实，人腿再怎么快，其实也是有限的。
And however, no matter how fast a man's legs are, it is limited.
跑太快，跑不久了。
If you run very fast, you cannot sustain it.
等一下就跑不动了。
Because later on, you won't be able to run.
但是神他要的是什么？
However, what does the Lord want?
神要我们愿意依靠他。
He wants us to rely on Him.
然后从他的身上领受恩惠，然后得到他的眷顾。
And for us to receive blessing and protection from Him.
我们很自然会生出感谢的心。
And in this way, and when we very easily will have a heart of thanksgiving.
我们的赞美就会很大声。
And we will be able to praise Him loudly.
那我们在赞美神的时候，其实另外一个内涵就是在表达我们对他的敬畏。
And also, when we are praising God, we are also showing our fear of the Lord.
你看第147篇第十一节。
Let's look at Psalm 147, verse 11.
主神喜爱敬畏他和盼望他慈爱的人。
11. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear Him and those who hope in His mercy.
神喜爱敬畏他的人哦，这很重要的。
And the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear Him.
所以，当我们在说哈利路亚赞美神的时候。
So we are saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我们要一定要常常提醒我们自己。
And we need to remind ourselves.
这位神是值得我们敬畏，我们在他面前是轻慢不得的。
And that our God is worthy of praise, and that in front of Him we are unworthy.
一个人如果真的他是很敬畏神，他在神面前讲话、做事都会很谨慎。
And if a person truly fears the Lord, then they will watch how they act in front of God.
你看我们在祷告的时候，我们不是哈利路亚赞美主耶稣吗？
For example, in our prayer, when we say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我们在祷告当中不断的重复这样讲哦。
And we will we repeat it over this phrase over and over again.
但是有时候我们人都忘记了我们在祷告对象这位神主耶稣基督，他是这个是很威严的神呢、啊。
And we forget that we are praising to God.
我们有人祷告一起来之后，就开始对人生气了，就开始骂人了。
And there's some people who right after they finish praying, they start yelling at people.
看到什么事情不满意，哇，那个火气就来了，这个脾气就发起来，就哇，就口无遮拦了。
And we see people that when they see something that bothers them, they will show their anger.
那这样子，他刚才祷告的时候，在哈利路亚赞美赞美主耶稣，在赞美神，这样的赞美真的是从心里面发出吗？
And think about if the prayer that they had before praising God was that really from their heart?
或者是他真的认识刚才我们现在神在我们面前在祷告的时候，我们对他的这个敬畏的态度，我们真的这个态度有在那里吗？
And do we have the right attitude in fearing the Lord and know that God is right there?
有时候其实是我们忘记的。
Many times we have forgotten.
就把神放在旁边。
We put God to the side.
祷告是祷告。
And we just pray.
因为祷告就是要这样祷告，哈利路亚嘛。
And we pray in this way because that is.
起来的时候还是我们自己一个。
And when we after prayer, we still are ourselves.
有时候我们想说什么就说什么。
We say what we want.
其实这在说明我们的这个哈利路亚，我们在赞美神的时候。我们心没在那里，我们没有真的认识神、敬畏神。
And this shows that in Hallelujah, our Hallelujah is not truly fearing the Lord.
所以今天我们如果真的敬畏神，我们在讲 Hallelujah 的时候，哇，我们心是很谨慎的。
And so, when we say Hallelujah, our heart needs to fear the Lord.
神的作为是很奇妙的，我们值得我们尊敬。
And God is And His creation is worthy for us to worship.
你看神的作为哈，在147篇的第八节，他说他用云遮天，为地降雨，使草生长在山上。
Verse 8, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains.
第十六节说，
16,
他降雪如羊毛，撒霜如炉灰。
He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes.
他直下冰雹和如碎渣，发出寒冷，谁能当得起呢？
17. He casts out his hail like morsels. Who can stand before his cold?
这里都在讲这个神的作为。
And all these verses talk about God's work.
神的这些作为，我们观察的时候，我们就会要产生敬畏。
And as we look at God's works, then we will fear Him.
你看，当我们在感叹的时候，你说谁能够让这个大地这样子？突然变得有生机，能够变绿，只有神有办法，人没有办法。
And who can let the cold have green and grow? Then only God is able to do that.
我们人可能只有照顾这一小块的草地，让它绿绿的。
And we can probably only take care of this one little patch of grass to make sure that it is green.
但神一降雨。一降雪就把整个大地的景色全改观了。
And so if God sends down the rain or the snow, then He changes the landscape of the earth.
哦，神的这个作为太奇妙了。
And so God's work is too marvelous.
那神的爱也太伟大了。
And God's love is too great.
他的爱表现在哪里？
And how is His love shown?
你看146篇。
That's Psalm 146.
第七节。
Verse 7.
他为受屈的伸冤，是食物给饥饿的，神释放被囚的。
Verse 7, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry, the Lord gives freedom to the prisoners.
第八节说，神开了瞎子的眼睛，神扶起被压下的人，主喜爱义人。
8, the Lord opens the eyes of the blind, the Lord raises those who are bowed down, the Lord loves the righteous.
你看这个神的慈爱。
And so, this is the love of God.
这是。我们一般人做不到的。
And this is what most people are not able to do.
但是这个神的这个爱，你看他的作为，他的这个，他对我们人的关心祝福，这是值得我们敬畏的。
And so God's love and works towards us is what worthy for us to fear Him.
我们越认识神的人，我们就对神会越敬畏。
And the more that people that know God, the more that we will fear Him.
这都表现在我们今天对神的歌颂了。
And this will be shown through how we praise the Lord.
所以当我们在读最后这几篇的时候，
So as we are reading these last Psalms,
希望我们都能够用心的去领受这里面的信息。
I hope that we can use our hearts to really take in the messages of these Psalms.
当我们在这样歌颂神的时候，
And as we are singing praise to the God,
其实我们就是在唱新歌。
And because we are singing a new song,
这个歌要让我们得胜利的。
And this song will let us be victorious.
在这个属灵的征战当中，我们要一直得胜。
And in this spiritual battle, we need to continue to be victorious.
当我们愿意敬畏神，表示我们在神面前是谦卑的。
And if we fear the Lord, that means that before God we are humble.
神扶助谦卑的人。
God lifts up the humble.
他用救恩给谦卑人当装饰的。
And He gives He gives salvation to those who are humble.
我们最后看149篇的第四节。
Psalm 149, verse 4.
因为神喜爱他的百姓，他要用救恩当作谦卑人的装饰。
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people, he will beautify the humble with salvation.
今天我们一起来歌颂赞美神。
So today, we are praise God together.
让我们可以借这个歌颂得到力量。
So that through this praise, we can receive strength.
让我们在这个歌颂当中，我们可以真的啊，从心里面去依靠神。
And so through our praise, that from our hearts, we can praise God.
让我们啊，可以真的认识他就是我的王。
And so that we know that He, God, is our King.
他照顾我们，他要赐福给我们。
That He will take care of us and He will bless us.
我们领受，我们一定跟他感谢。所以我们的颂赞当中就是不断的感谢神的。
And what we receive, we will thank Him. And so, in our praise, we will continuously praise.
在他面前就是敬畏的。
And that before Him, we fear Him.
我们是谦卑的，在神面前领受他的救恩。
And we are humble before the Lord to receive His salvation.
在这场属灵的征战当中，我们一定是得胜。
And so that in the spiritual battle, we will be victorious.
不断的歌颂神的伟大。
And we will continuously, unceasingly praise God's greatness.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
第十五首。
Hymn 15.